This is an executive summary of inside basis versus outside basis in ACOF, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. For investors who want to understand the tax mechanics of a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, at a deeper level, two concepts are central: inside basis and outside basis. These partnership tax terms determine how gain is calculated and ultimately drive the tax outcome of a NAS investment, including the prize tax-free result at 10 years. In brief, outside basis is your basis in your COF interest, while inside basis is the partnership's basis in its underlying assets. For a deferred gain NAS investment, a distinctive feature is that your initial outside basis is generally zero, because the deferred gain wasn't taxed when you invested, and that basis evolves over the hold until, at 10 years, the elective step up to fair market value eliminates the gain on sale. This guide explains basis basics for COF investors, inside versus outside basis, the basis step up at 10 years, the impact on gain calculation, and how to work with your CPA. This is a technical, CPA-oriented topic. It's educational information, not tax advice. Consult your CPA for your specific situation, and verify the current rules, which are evolving. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.